Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
Back on the air with Our Village Chicago, News. How are you all today? I hope fine. I'm with Chris.
Hello.
And Matt, our great technician.
Yes. Couldn't do it without him.
We can't do anything without Matt.
No,
that's for sure.
He knows how to turn it on and turn it off.
I have a strange life, you see. We can't do anything without Matt. I can't do anything out without you. So, I mean, it's pretty tough. Yeah, just keep passing the dollar, you know.
You are El Stucco, as they say. We have a fascinating show coming up today.
We hope it is.
As always, of course, we want to thank all of the people who participate with us every week by their advertising with us and our newspaper and our radio. All of our listeners out there and the readers of our paper. So we want to always special thanks to them.
It's always good. We're trying to find things out about the neighborhood that will be of interest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just kind of roll along. Give us a call at 708-493-1530.
During the show, talk to us.
Yeah, last week I said that this dog thing is getting to be scary. The dogs and cats, they're you know, getting poisoned. And, you know, like Chris, she cut off my Alpo that Sunday as soon as she heard it. And I was talking to a guy today, and he laughed. He said, I said the same thing. You know, this is getting so bad, the seniors won't be able to eat the cat food. And the cats won't be able to eat the cat food. And this is going to be a very bad situation.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's all finally gotten alleviated, though, because what did they find that was in the dog food? It was rat poison.
Rat poison.
Wasn't it?
Well, yeah. But those things happen. I'd like to see them alleviate the problem of senior citizens not having to eat certain foods that maybe aren't that good for you. But we all know it happens, you know. And it's unfortunate that it does happen.
Yes, it
However,
is unfortunate.
Chris, what are you doing today over there?
Well, actually, we want to mention who we're going to have on the show with us today because, as I said, we have a fascinating program, as always. We have a new section that we're doing now every few weeks, Barbershop Talk.
Barbershop,
and
yes.
Mike is going to be calling in with neighborhood news and gossip from the northwest side of Chicago, so that's always entertaining.
Let me explain something about that.
Yes.
Fellas just don't have places usually to sit around and talk and char about things that they probably will never be able to change, but it's good to air it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think women do this in a beauty salon a lot.
Historically,
well, guys do it in a barbershop. That's why we're talking about the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
Every barbershop, I'm sure, has the same type of thing. If it's the old-fashioned type,
mm-hmm.
not the type where you go and they worry about your protein. I'm talking about guys who go in and you get a haircut.
Yeah.
And, you know, you sit around and talk about this and about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun because if people are a little venting to do.
Yes.
So although Mike is going to be on the show, it doesn't necessarily mean that all of these ideas or any of the ideas are coming from him as like he's that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it flows. He listens.
Yeah.
We never say who said it.
Right.
And,
it's scuttlebutt, in other words.
Scuttlebutt, that's right.
And you told me once where that term scuttlebutt comes from.
Well, from what I think it comes from was that in the English Navy years ago and even today,
mm-hmm.
they used to get a ration of rum per day. It was rum and water.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a scuttle.
With like a container.
It's like a big keg.
Mm-hmm.
And people would stand around and drink their rum and water or their ration, and they'd be talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how the word butt got into it, but it was scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
And it's just always stuck. It's
interesting.
Like around the water cooler.
Yeah, around the, and there was
sort.
A play that was just done by that name, the water cooler.
The water cooler.
And this is where people would gather and talk about what happened perhaps over their weekend. Or
we used to gather in a place that was the martini cooler. You could sit and make sense of anything.
Anything.
Oh, sure. After three martinis, ask me any question, I can give you the answer.
That's wonderful. We all know you're brilliant, but maybe more brilliant at times like that. Well, I'll tell you, after we talked to Mike at, as we said, about neighborhood news and scuttlebutt, Sargon Avakian, who is the owner of Western Foster Shell, Tigress Auto, is going to be calling in, talking to us about car maintenance and or your vehicle of any kind.
Yeah, your
care
expert
and maintenance
needs
of your vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it saves a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely. And with spring coming, there are new things I'm sure we all have to think about in terms of what to primp up and maybe what to be replaced for those
trips. We could even ask him, when is gasoline going to go down to $1 a gallon?
Mm-hmm. And if he knows that, then we'll put him on some kind of a soothsayer program.
Yeah, right.
And then a little bit later on, after the half hour, we're going to be talking with Tracy Blatt from the Our Lady of Resurrection Hospital Balance and Vestibular Center. Now, this is something that we're all going to be interested in hearing about, which is part of the Rehabilitation Services Department at Our Lady of Resurrection. Tracy Blatt is a senior physical therapist, and she'll be talking to us just about things that she deals with every day and things that all of us should know about health-wise.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. But what else is going on in the neighborhood?
Oh,
boy,
I'll tell you what.
This.
There's a lot of complaints now about graffiti up in the northern neighborhoods, up around Edison Park, Norwood Park. I got a few complaints out of there that graffiti seems to be getting more and more into those areas.
No kidding.
And I hope that they can get it straightened out. It would be good.
Isn't there some sort of a special kind of paint that they can put on
they
to
do
prevent
something
that?
Special.
Or?
But, you know, you wonder sometimes why these little fools do these things, because it costs money to do that. You have to have a crew come out. You have to pay to get this all done, just because some meatball wants to sit there and play with crayons or whatever they play with to do this graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about it.
Mm.
Nobody reads it. You're not going to become a great person because you find your name on the side of a wall.
Maybe they can't afford pencils and crayons, you know, like used to have.
That's possible, too.
Years ago.
Or maybe they haven't heard of pencils and crayons and paper. You know, they don't want to use it.
Possibly.
But that's been a big problem.
You have to read and write to be able to use them.
That's true. Mm. So, but most of the neighborhoods are going along pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see too much of problems, except that we do always get complaints about, you know, people that drive. Well, that goes into another department, really. It would be nice if the police would stop people, but then put bite into the law.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of, and you read it a lot of times, that somebody gets hurt, they got a guy driving under and he killed somebody on the road, and his record is, well, he's been caught for drinking 6 times, and this happened, and that happened, and speeding. I don't understand why, with all the computers in this world today and how well they work, that they can't pick up on this once in a while and say, look, this fellow's getting too far out.
Yes,
maybe
true.
He made a mistake once. If he's been stopped 5 or 6 times for the same thing, it's no longer a mistake. It's a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he ought to direct his way of life away from automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where it's at, you know?
Well, here's a person who does nothing but good for the neighborhoods on the northwest side of Chicago. In fact, we had him on our program last week, Paul Birch, who is with his partner, Ken Schmalzer, owner of Birch Optical, Inc., at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue. That's in Gladstone Park. And Paul was here last week. We talked all about eye care and eyewear, and he's going to join us again periodically just to let us know a little bit about some of the subjects we didn't get to cover last week. Sunglasses, we were just going to talk about that before we ran out of time. So possibly Paul will call in or join us again on the program, and his partner Ken as well. But Birch Optical is offering $25 off on a complete set of eyewear if you mention that you heard them on our program. If you call them at 773-775-3300, they can schedule a professional eye exam for you. They do everything there on site. Of course, they have certified opticians, all the quality eyewear that you'd be looking for, and contact lenses, frames, regular accessories and regular glasses, eye exams, as we mentioned. So please call them at 773-775-3300. They honor most major insurance plans, and they're celebrating their 69th anniversary in business this year. 3 generations family-owned business.
I'm celebrating my 69th birthday.
Yes, so you've
maybe
been around.
Maybe I should take an ad out. We're at 708-493-1530.
And let me give you Birch's phone number again. Birch Optical, 773-775-3300. They're at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue in Gladstone Park.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And Nelson Funeral Homes, here's another local business that is family-owned and operated since 1929. It's wonderful, isn't it, that so many of these independent businesses have thrived and been servicing the community for all these years, especially in the world of franchises and corporations. I know so many of the funeral homes have gone that route. Nelson Funeral Homes is not, still individually owned and operated. They have two locations, one at 820 Talcott Road in Park Ridge and one at 5149 North Ashland Avenue in Chicago. The one on Ashland is actually in the Andersonville neighborhood and, of course, the Park Ridge neighborhood of Talcott. 820 Talcott. They offer two convenient home-like comfortable locations, and they, of course, have traditional services, memorial celebrations, cremation options, and pre-planning, and they invite price comparisons with other funeral homes in the area. You'll be pleasantly surprised with their moderate pricing. So give them a call at 847-823-5122 or visit their website, nelsonfunerals.com. 847-823-5122, Nelson Funeral Homes, family-owned and operated since 1929.
And a fine, fine organization with very nice people.
Yes, they are.
And I believe, of course, you never can get a state senator or anybody to pass anything, but I believe that they should say on a funeral home, if it's a corporation, that they must declare it. A lot of funeral homes today that you go to, they've been bought up because of the name, but they're actually corporations, and you don't get anywhere near in a corporation what you get on a personal basis.
That's right.
This is one of the reasons we like small businesses. When you walk into a small business, they really want to serve you. They're trying to help. They want to keep their business going, and many times, whatever the business, their name is on that beginning. So of the business. So they don't want to have somebody walk out and say, that was terrible. Because these huge businesses, they don't care. They're dealing with thousands of people. So somebody doesn't make it, it's one of those things. But a smaller business takes more time and more pride in what he does, so he'll give you better service.
So. Yes, that's always the case. Well, you know, we're an independent business, and we can relate to that so much because we do have firsthand contact with all of our customers, and, of course, we love to talk to our readers of our newspaper and talk to our guests on the radio. If you do want to call in today, we're at 708-493-1530. And just to remind people, too, our radio programs go on to our website. So if you miss a show or perhaps want to go back and listen to someone that you've enjoyed listening to, you can access them online at our website, OurVillageChicago.com. And
it's right
to
on the podcast.
Correct.
Where it's listed. Podcast in the Navigator.
Uh-huh. In the Navigator bar. Yes.
Oh, yes. I learned that. Big guy now in computers.
And I think we're going to be hearing from Mike. He should be calling in shortly.
He forgot, but he probably will call in.
Oh, I'm sure he will. He's probably doing someone's hair right now.
Well, that could be.
And Sargon Avakian is going to be calling in as well from Western Foster Shell. Mm-hmm. So I'm anxious to ask him a couple of questions. I have a question, too, for him about free diagnostic analysis and just what exactly that entails, or diagnostic analysis. He's offering that free for people who listen to the show and mention it. So that'll be kind of a treat. And then Tracy Blatt calling in after the half hour from Our Lady of Resurrection.
Next week is spring, really. It's baseball opens next spring, right? Or next week.
Ah, yeah.
The Cubs and the White Sox.
Yes, because spring, I think, was officially, the 20th of
official,
April?
That was official, but, mm-hmm. You know, it really doesn't happen until you hear them yell play ball. Then you say, now it's really into the spring, you know, it's going to go.
Yes.
So.
I know. I think a lot of people got somewhat confused with the time change, the way it happened this year.
That was earlier.
Yes, the daylight savings. And it threw me for a loop a little bit, you know, getting dinner ready at night and it's still so bright.
Mm-hmm.
Just those few weeks seemed to make a bit of a difference, maybe because the warm weather didn't correspond with the end of the daylight
savings. As it turned out, it did. It just got warm here.
Well,
the last few days it was like summer. People forget it's still March, you know. It's still wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And we can still have a nice little snowstorm before the real spring hits and it gets to be nice warm weather all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I know. I think that, you know, they're always saying that this is breaking some kind of a record. It seems like every day we break some sort of a record. But then you wonder, well, how far back do these records go? They didn't have... This type of thing.
I'd like
always
to find a guy who had an accurate thermometer 200 years ago.
Yeah, right. How do they know what happened 5,000 years ago?
Yeah, right. They don't know what happened 4 months ago. They're worried about 5,000 years ago. And this all say they're going to, this could raise the temperature, I guess, maybe a degree every 100 years. I think I can live with that, and I think my kids can live with it. So.
Well, I bet the little polar bear likes to have it cooler, though.
Oh, yeah, he's cute. He's the new international hero.
Little Newt the polar bear.
So, I have Russ from Des Plaines.
Russ from Des Plaines.
Good afternoon, Russ.
Hi,
hello.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just rosy. But, you know, I heard on the initial part of your show about... talking about the poison dog food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I heard that it's attributed to China.
China?
Oh, yes. I think you're right.
Well, they have poison over there.
Yeah, well, it's a twofold thing. We're buying, it came from the wheat processing, from the wheat there, and I guess they spray their crops with some type of, you know, and it which is illegal. And then we buy it here, but I thought our country had the biggest the wheat production in the whole planet.
No, not really.
No.
We have a lot of wheat.
Yeah.
Some of these other countries they grow a lot of wheat. I heard a different story though, Russ. I heard that it was a cumin that was put into that food.
Or a rat poison.
It's rat poison. Well, cumin is rat poison.
Yeah.
And if you have a heart problem. I have a little slight problem, but I take cumin every day.
A blood thinner.
Yes, a blood thinner. But it also actually is rat poison.
Well, okay. So the way they're phrasing it is very technical.
Well, the way I put it to my doctor one day, I said, you know, when I was a boy, I worked on a farm, and we had rats. And we used to go down and we'd buy ourselves 50 pounds of cumin.
Yes.
And that probably cost all of $6.50. Now you're putting that much into a little tiny capsule, and you'd probably hit me $2 a piece, you know? So it's all part of the economy, you know?
What's the sense of it? If you save, you know, if you could save $1 million, I guess it's worth a death.
It depends on whose death we're talking about.
They promise you that you'll never get too much cumin because you only take it in a little capsule.
But is there any substance to that what they're doing with their processing their wheat in that country, rather than buying our farmers could be producing this wheat, rather than paying them off and buying from them? Well, isn't that the whole substance of this?
Yeah, there's always a lot of stories, I believe, Russ, and we never get them all.
Yeah, can listen to Al Gore with global warming.
Well, it went this way or it went that way, and we say, well, yeah, if you want to believe it, go ahead. I become somewhat of a skeptic as to when I hear these stories because I say, yeah, well, I'd like to really know the right one, you know.
It comes from the right one or the left, right? Al Gore's got the planet warming.
Oh, yeah. Gore's got a good thing going here.
Yeah, is that a money deal or no?
Oh, I think it's
and
money.
And my friend, what are you doing in this town? Aren't you from Boston?
Yeah.
If you're not, you should have been, because I love your dialect.
I still park the car.
Peter Gammons is my man. I love him in baseball.
Who?
Peter Gammons.
Yeah?
Isn't he from the Boston area?
I might be. I don't
is
know.
Is he an announcer?
He's a baseball man. He's big on baseball.
Oh, I don't know.
Because, you know, Beantown baseball.
I go back a long time. I go back when Ted Williams was our idol and Johnny Pesky and those kinds of
things. Now you're talking some baseball players.
That was baseball players.
Yes, sir.
But they've kind of screwed that up a little bit because now, at the end of the year, well, I can go peddle myself here and make another $1 million, you know. Those days you couldn't do it. Once you're in Boston, you played for Boston.
Yeah, but I listened to a lot of Chicago talk radio over the last 25 years or so, And I've yet to hear a guy from Boston dialect here. I welcome you.
An all-time first.
I'm here 40 years. I thought I had lost
you. Have you? I never heard you on the radio. Maybe I don't recognize your name or whatever.
Yeah, this is a fairly new show, but he's been here for about 40 years. Have you been in Chicago all of your life, Russ?
Yes, I have.
Have you? Uh-huh. And you're out in Des Plaines now, right?
Right.
Yeah, good community out there. I'll tell you what, Russ, when you go off the airwaves here, stay on the phone and our director will talk to you. And because you were sharing some information with us, we'd like to send you a little something. So just leave your address with him.
That's very nice.
Okay.
God bless you and have a nice day.
Well, thank you very much.
Russ, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And I'll try to clean up that accent.
No, you keep it the way you are. I like to hear it.
You have a good day.
And stay on the phone and Matt will take your address.
Okay?
Okay.
Take care, Russ. Thank you.
Ah, very good. Yeah, we don't like to have people giving out their addresses over the phone, so I guess Matt was going to talk to him. Oh, I guess maybe he hung up. Well, call back Russ and give Matt your address, okay? Thanks so much. You know, we were starting to talk about Newt, the polar bear.
Yes.
Now, that little bear I would love to have. I'll tell you.
I don't know why they would have to put him down. They started by saying they wanted to put him down.
Yes.
And then they said no, they were going to keep him. Well, can't they find a place for this guy to grow up?
Yeah, well, he's in the Berlin Zoo, and kids, I guess, from around the world. Well, he's become a global sensation, as they say, with young and old alike. But this was this little darling polar bear who was rejected by its mother, along with his sister.
The polar bear died.
Right, so he's all by himself, but he's just like a little tiny puppy dog.
And he loves to play with people.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a funny little guy.
But now what happens with the, because this polar bears, of course, are extremely aggressive animals by nature, right, I guess, in the wild. If you raise this animal, human contact all around, all the time, do they become docile? Or can they be docile? I wonder.
Well, I think even dogs, if you train them and bring them upright, you leave enough of the wild in them so you don't break their spirit. But they won't particularly come after you ever or bite you, but unless you kind of scare them. Somebody gets me in a corner, I'm going to swing at them.
Sure.
Well, anybody would. Yeah. Well, so won a dog. He'll
and you
bite.
Don't know sometimes.
So
what's
a polar bear,
him.
I think, probably can be raised with a beautiful temperament. But don't step on his toe. He doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So he's liable to hit you. Well, he probably hits harder than you and I will. But he doesn't know that. He just swings around and whacks you so your head rolls down the street. Well, of course it does. He's a bigger, tougher guy.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're inherently mean. I don't think any animal's inherently mean. You hear about these pit bulls and that kind of... Those animals have to be trained to want to kill and want to hurt people. And I think this guy will grow up to be just a docile lot of fun. Unless, like I say, you step on his toe, he's liable to get mad at you and say, don't do that, you know?
Yeah, so, well, that's what you, you know, I guess the animal rights people, some of them felt that because this little bear would be raised without having the benefit of contact with other polar bears, because if you put him into an arena with other bears because he was rejected the first time by his mother, they may reject him
anyway
again.
Because he's not smart enough or tough enough to fight to protect his turf. If you, there was that lady that found that, they found three little lions and she kept one, what was her name? I forget. It goes back a few years to
Africa.
Oh,
you mean Born Free.
Born Free. And she had a lion that was just her little buddy, and it was really tough when they put her out into the wild to get her to be wild, because she had a certain life all of her time. I suppose it would happen to anybody. I mean, we go to a restaurant and eat, or we stay at home and eat. If something were disastrous to happen to this country, I'm not sure everybody would be able to go out into the fields and find food to take care of themselves and be able to fend off enemies and this kind of thing. Because they're not used to it, you know. So I don't know. I think he'll grow up, that little guy, and be an international hero, that little bear.
I think so, too. Well, and when you talked about, you know, if you're in the wild, you can be wild until you're domesticated. Look what happened to you. You were wild when I met you.
I am still a little wild. You know,
you calmed down quite
older. That has to do with age.
Well, here's...
I was glad Russ called. He brought up a good point that, yeah, there's a story going around that all that poisonous material came in from China.
Uh-huh.
But there's another story going around that somehow or another, coumarin got wrapped up in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happened, naturally it's poison. And it'll kill a smaller dog or a mm-hmm. smaller thing than a person. A person
yes.
only takes a very, very little amount of
uh-huh.
it. And we're big enough to absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
So it could, I really don't know. I just hope they got it straightened out, got it fixed, and everybody will be back on track and running.
Yes. Well, here is a person that we can enjoy no matter if we're young or old or happy or sad, but this makes you happier when you go here to the Edison Park Inn in Edison Park. Open 7 days a week. You can enjoy their wonderful wood-burning oven pizza and a whole lot more. They have an extensive menu for takeout. They don't deliver, but you can certainly take it with you or dine in. You can visit their website at edisonparkinn.net or visit them at 6715 North Olmsted. Their phone number is 773-775-1404. They have a full-service lounge with all sporting events on satellite and cable. So for all of the sports that are constantly on year-round, you can certainly see all of them over at the Edison Park Inn. And they have something very unique. They have an 8-lane private bowling alley on the second floor, and they rent. Of course, they have leagues, but you can also acquire one of their evenings and have a private party for yourself, for business associates, family, friends, just to have a private outing. And on that second floor as well, they have live music on the weekends and billiards. So you can combine kind of a nice private party with bowling and billiards and music and just have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But just on a regular basis, their first floor where they have the sporting events on satellite and... just all the great food and drink that you can hold. Open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock, Edison Park Inn. And that is located at 6715 North Olmsted in Chicago. So please check out their website, edisonparkinn.net.
Very good.
That's a good place. And Dennis Zabora and his family have
Fine
owned
people.
The place for
yeah.
years. And
very nice people.
Wonderful family operation.
Don't forget, on April the 17th, there is, in some areas, a runoff for the automatic races.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
And that's much more important, I think. Well, not much more, but more important than the first run.
Because mm-hmm.
they have three or four running, and then one guy could not, or one person couldn't get the 51% or 50 plus 1%.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is have this runoff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important to go vote. With the economy the way it is today, with the government in what's happening today, it's vital that everybody votes. And I couldn't believe that 23%, I think, only voted. It was just a phenomenally low score.
Oh, it was the lowest ever, I think. Yeah, it's just pitiful.
This is in an area where everybody you talk to today is complaining about something. But when it comes time to vote, gee, they're too busy, or they don't have time, or, you know, they were here, they were there. The other one I love is my vote doesn't count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, of course your vote doesn't count if you don't even try. And, you know, we had said this when the election, the regular main election happened back in March, that I can't understand why people would want to let such a small percentage of the population choose for them as to what was going to happen in their lives. If you don't participate, even if you feel, oh, gee, you know, my vote doesn't count because I'm only one, it's the cumulative effect. And if people all have that attitude, my goodness, we're giving away the rights that our forefathers all died for. It's sad. I hate to sound like I'm on a soapbox here, but that really is true.
It is true. And as you know, I believe every child that grows up,
mm-hmm.
although they think they're very smart and they think they're pretty cool, they still should come under their mother's and father's care, and the mother and father should control it.
Mm-hmm.
They should be the one in charge, not the kid. When I was a boy, my father was in control of the house. We had a wonderful bringing up. It was a lot of fun. However, if you didn't vote, and we all used to meet in those days, and this is an old-fashioned thing, I guess, today, but you always had dinner together, the whole family, on Christmas, on Sunday afternoon. And, you know, you get into all kinds of discussion, but one discussion is, if you didn't vote, don't tell me how you feel about this guy or this situation or that situation, if it has to do with a political, you know, situation that would be
like
important
not to have
you,
an opinion, right?
No, they didn't want to hear that. You didn't vote? Why bother?
Mm-hmm. We're not interested in your opinion.
And we carried the same thing through when we had kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't vote, that's do what you think is right.
Mm-hmm.
But don't come here complaining to us about, well, this is too bad and that's too bad. And you know, it's funny, on the street, we are on the street a lot because we have two newspapers and we're around a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people now complain about the governor himself,
mm-hmm.
The fellow that's in the county, the mayor. Oh, these people are going to spend all kinds of money. You're absolutely right. They are going to spend all kinds of your money. However, a lot of these people that I talked to, they didn't vote. And I just said, whoa, let's not go any further. You don't even have the right anymore. If you don't vote and you don't think it's worth it, then just pay the taxes and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Well said. That's,
some people won't think so.
People make their own problems, as they say. Well, with the election coming up, you're right, that's April 17th. I'll tell you, before that, though, of course, we all know that the Easter and Passover season are closely approaching, and that's going to be next week, Holy Week for the Christians and Passover for the Jewish faith. And we're going to be having a special show next Wednesday where we're going to be covering a little bit of a background on the three major religions. And I say three major from this standpoint, the ones that celebrate this particular season. We have the Eastern Christian religions that are going to be represented by one of the Greek Orthodox priests. We have Passover traditions and celebrations that is going to be discussed by one of the local rabbis on the northwest side of Chicago. And then also the Western Christian faith, which will be talked about by the pastor of the St. Paul Lutheran Church, and that's Pastor Shane Foos. From that Northwest Side community. So that's going to be an interesting concept, just to hear a little bit about the various traditional background of these major gatherings. And we also are going to be joined by Pat Mikelski next week, who works for Maria Pappas in the Ethnic Affairs Division of the Cook County Treasurer's Office. And Pat, as she did a few weeks back when she called in about St. Patrick's Day, will be filling us in on different types of fun events that will be going on around the city for Easter season. And bunny hunts and or Easter egg hunts and bunny spottings and all those types of things, and different perhaps nice Easter brunches to go to. And Judy Malloy from the Chicago Park District will be calling in as well, talking about the same thing, what the parks are offering for the season.
And you can call in. You can call in at 708-493-1530. You can do it today. Or maybe next week you'd like to call in and give us some views or ideas about the different ethnic goings-on in the churches.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
That would be nice, yes. Because
somebody give us an idea of what mm-hmm. they think.
Oh, sure. Everybody's always welcome to call in. And, yes, particularly with the different ethnic background of the city, of course, we are covering this on a regular basis on our program, Ethnic Chicago, and in our paper as well, because Chicago is made up of every different ethnic group in the world.
Well, I think everybody should understand and remember this. We all come from a different country. There are very few people in this country that were originally, so to speak, people that were here. We call them the American Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're here.
Except for you, you come from a different planet.
I come from a different planet, but I was an alien. I was...
from somewhere.
I come from Boston. That's an alien planet, you know.
Would an alien from outer space be considered illegal, I wonder? Well, I mean, you can't apply for... entrance.
I'm not so sure.
Now, that would be an interesting state of law.
I bet he wouldn't take up another identity. He wouldn't steal somebody's identity. He might sneak in here, but he'd probably use his own identity, especially if he's got an eye in the middle of his head. But
I could see that happening, though. You know, they finally come to meet us, and then we throw them in jail because they're...
Yeah, he
or
gets
send
thrown
them back.
In jail, right?
We're going to set an example with this one.
But anyway,
didn't mean to interrupt you.
Everybody that came into this country came from another country, somewhere. Maybe this generation, maybe five generations ago.
Uh-huh.
But everybody came in from someplace else.
Yes.
So I've never had even a question in my mind. This is how the country is built. I don't like it when anybody breaks the law. I don't think there's any justification in a broken law.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come along and you sneak into the country, well, it's okay. No, it is not, for one reason. You're breaking the law.
Yes.
And then in many cases, you now made it so you break two laws. You break the first law by sneaking in. Then you'll take up a false identity. That's the second law that you've broken. Now, I can tell you, I was born here. You know, was in the service, went through the whole thing here. And if I ever get caught for stealing somebody's identity, they're not just going to pat me on the head and say, well, what can we do for you? They're going to throw me in prison, where I guess that's where you're supposed to be. I don't want somebody using my identity.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get a little bit wound up with that.
Well,
I,
it has to be fair for everyone.
What's fair for one should be fair for everyone.
Yeah.
And this idea of, well, he's really a nice guy, even though he snuck in. No, he might be a nice guy. I will not question that.
Mm-hmm.
But he broke the law, and he should be dealt with, not given perks because he actually snuck in illegally.
Yeah, I think most people, if they search their
and
hearts,
this isn't just
that.
This isn't just going towards the south of the border.
Mm.
This is coming, a lot of people in from Europe come in this
sure.
way.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And, you know, every grouping has a few that are going to try to beat the system. And the bad part of it is it looks like we let them beat the system. We say, okay, go ahead, you know, don't worry about it. And I think we should be down to, this is the law, pal, and you're going to live by it, and that's it.
Yes.
And there's no, well, because ofs. No, that's it.
Justice for all.
Justice for all.
Which reminds me of that movie we saw the other day. That was quite a movie.
That was
with Al
very American, that Justice for All movie.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a fellow who has been serving the community, once again, of the north and northwest sides of Chicago for quite a few years now. Dennis Lemke and his partner, Laura Hartley, owners of A Caring Concept, to help you be at home. They're number one with immediate and personal response to your needs. Their goal is to provide experienced referenced caregivers, whether they be homemaker companions, certified nurses' aides, private duty aides, on a short or long-term basis by the hour. Day or day and night, 7 days a week. So they offer 24/7. Is that the term? The type of help that you need. Their agency is licensed, bonded, and insured. There's no contract required, so that's a big benefit. You don't have to feel that you have to sign on for any long-term assistance. Perhaps you're recovering from a surgery, or you're disabled in some way and you need some help in some ways, but not always, or surgery, recovering from that, so you don't need long-term care. They assist you with daily and personal care and grooming, ambulation, and other activities of daily living. They'll prepare meals, do light housekeeping, accompany you away from the home. So they really do give an all-around complete service, and they are number one with immediate and personal response to your needs. A Caring Concept, to help you be at home. Their phone number is 773-539-6600. Their website, acaringconcept.com, is where you'll get actually more information about them. So please look them up there. But in the meantime, call them, 773-539-6600, A Caring Concept, to help you be at home.
And now, from Resurrection, we have Tracy. How are you, Tracy?
Good. How are you doing? It's a
pleasure
to be here.
Good to see you today.
Thank you.
You're looking well.
Thank you.
Did you get dressed up for the radio today?
Definitely. I fixed my hair special.
Well, I've said this before. Our director said that we were talking about going on television. He said, you've got the perfect radio face.
Oh, well, thanks
so
a lot.
You ought to be on radio. He's talking about me.
Oh, okay.
So how are you doing today?
Things are good.
Good, good. Well, we're back to a little bit of winter side. So.
Yes.
Anyway, you're out at Resurrection. Now, is that hospital or?
No, it's actually called Our Lady of the Resurrection Medical Center. It's 5645 West Addison Street in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I see. And that's the medical center.
Yes, Our Lady of the Resurrection Medical Center.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And you're a physical therapist.
I am a physical therapist specializing in dizziness and balance.
Yes, and you know, the name of your particular grouping there, Balance and Vestibular Center, I think that throws all of us when we see that word vestibular. What does that mean?
Exactly? Vestibular refers to the inner ear, mm-hmm. where our balance system is, mm-hmm. or part of our balance system at least.
Mm-hmm.
And people can have all kinds of balance and dizziness problems when there's something that's not quite right in that inner ear area. That inner ear area is actually embedded in the skull.
Oh, really? So it's nothing that you can, like if you're putting a Q-tip in your ear, you can't possibly damage it, right?
Exactly. That's why I say it's embedded in the skull, because you can't go swimming and damage it. You can't put a Q-tip in damage. You mm-hmm. can't fly and damage the system. It's just like saying you can't really damage your liver with mm-hmm. anything you've done externally.
Now, mm-hmm. this dizziness... Right? I was born dizzy, Tracy.
You're one of those dizzy guys.
But that's a dizzy thing that has nothing to do with my poor brain. But you can, like, do things to help this so that you can become better or clear up of the problem?
Absolutely. Depending on the problem, some of the problems that are caused by things that change in the vestibular system or the inner ear can be completely cured, such as positional vertigo. And then there are other weaknesses that can develop in the inner ear that can be helped with vestibular rehabilitation with a physical therapist. And the problem itself doesn't go away. Just like when you need to wear glasses, you always need to wear your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
But like wearing glasses, the problem can be corrected with the rehabilitation.
But you still always will have it in some way, huh?
Yes, if it is a weakness that's there, just like if your vision is weak.
Yeah, if you forget to take your medicine or something.
Correct.
I'm sure it'll show up.
Tracy, I know that you had written a wonderful article for us for our newspaper, which is going to be out on Friday, by the way.
Great.
And we're putting that in. It was very informative. And as we, of course, you know, read through it, because we knew you were going to be on the show today, it really, a couple of these points we wanted to bring up for sure, that people don't always associate the problems that you can have with inner ear disorders with things like excessive fatigue or disrupted sleep patterns, shortened attention span, increased risk of falls. So it's really a very disrupting thing in our lives, isn't it?
It really can be. And you're right. I think people don't always make the connection between these other changes because they may actually have had a specific event, such as a positional vertigo, which could occur when they roll over in bed and then the room spins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they stop rolling that way in bed, and they even may start moving very carefully to avoid it, and over time may almost forget why they're moving so carefully. They're just used to and in the habit of doing so,
mm-hmm.
and that can make their balance even worse when they're not moving their head and body as fluidly as they used to.
Yes, but could something like that be, I mean, can you experience that type of a feeling? I noticed from your article, too, that this normally would last for perhaps about 30 seconds.
Yes.
But can you have something like that occur and really not have an inner ear problem? It's maybe just, you know, we all experience this and we'll say, oh, gee, I just got up fast, or I just, you know, was, you know, swung around too fast. Or
definitely.
Is that always
there are other medical issues or a simple drop in blood pressure that can happen to any of us if we stand up too quickly and mm-hmm. you feel a little moment of, oh, woozy, and then it goes away because your blood pressure has regulated and it's fine. Now, mm-hmm. if that problem occurs every single time you stand up, obviously you need to see a doctor and find out if it is a blood pressure problem or an inner ear problem that can be fixed.
Mm-hmm. And you can actually experience things like nausea. I mean, it really can get quite severe, can it not?
Yes, it can. I mean, some patients even vomit from this. It's not unusual to hear that somebody either has a positional vertigo, which causes them to have severe nausea and vomiting, mm-hmm. or you hear about that person who's in bed with a virus per se, and they end up having that virus move to the inner ear, so the inner ear becomes infected, and they end up with severe vertigo and vomiting for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy, it can be quite extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any numbers or figures as to how many people get affected by this, or you know, is it something that's a pretty big problem now in this country, or
well, with positional vertigo, it is random, so anyone can get positional vertigo. There is a higher incidence of positional vertigo, which is that spinning vertigo, when the room spins, when you move your head against gravity. That happens to people over the age of, 65. It definitely is more prevalent.
Hmm.
And then as far as the other problems, the only statistic I have is that the third most common reason for people to visit their primary care physician is for dizziness.
Does this strike in small children?
It can, yes.
I mean, is that pretty rare, or is that...
Somewhat rare, but it can happen, absolutely.
I see. What kind of special courses did you take to get into this? This is a very technical field.
It is a specialty field in physical therapy, and I received a certification in vestibular rehabilitation at a university in Atlanta, Georgia, that has a special competency program for this area.
Mm-hmm.
Emory University.
Emory. Mm-hmm. You mentioned too, and I always say mention because you've got this in your article. If people want to reference it in the Our Village and the Village Square newspapers, it'll come out this Friday, as I said, mm-hmm. About ringing in the ears. And I think probably everybody has experienced that at one time or another. Does that always, once again, go toward this problem, or can that be, you know, just something that?
No, absolutely not. And it's the same with all these symptoms of what someone might think is an inner ear disorder. Unless it's persistent mm-hmm. or comes and goes regularly, it probably is nothing significant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another fancy word for ringing in the ears is tinnitus or tinnitus.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a sign of other problems that mm-hmm. can be addressed. And sometimes it's just in isolation by itself and there's not any other medical problem associated with it. But it's, you know, if there's always a question in your mind, absolutely get it checked out.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that, of course, our interaction of your vision being impaired because of the darkness and then the perhaps symptoms becoming exaggerated?
Yes, it does, because vision is, if you will, a third of our balance system. Vision along with the inner ear system, as well as what's called our position sense. I kind of call it what our feet are doing, if our brain knows what our feet are doing or what kind of surface we're standing on.
Mm-hmm.
So once your vision is impaired, whether because you're not seeing well from cataracts or it's dark, absolutely your balance can seem worse.
Mm-hmm.
So you're at a higher risk of falling or losing your balance.
Sure, and of course that leads to other major problems.
Exactly, so everybody put your nightlights on.
Is there anything...
to go to the bathroom.
Mm, yes.
Is there anything in your diet that would create a problem, you know, make it more prevalent?
No, not that we know of. There is some research that shows if someone has an inner ear disorder called Meniere's disease, that a low-salt diet is better. But that is something that people should inquire with their doctor if mm-hmm. that's appropriate for them.
Mm-hmm.
So and people can come out to your place, and do you have, like, classes in this, or you meet one-on-one, or how do you...
We always meet one-on-one.
Uh-huh.
We have a 60 to 90-minute evaluation for all patients. It's very comprehensive, and it evaluates their flexibility, their strength, their posture, their walking pattern, and then we have some special tests for the vertigo, dizziness, and balance problems with some good sophisticated technology here at Our Lady of the Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we develop a treatment plan with the patient so they can come here some of the time, so they can do exercises that are not as safe to do by themselves in the clinic under supervision. And then we also apply their treatment plan to what they do normally at home so they can continue to get better.
Mm-hmm. And do they need any sort of special devices to use at home, or I'm sure you're obviously well equipped at the center, but does this take in any type of special equipment or device?
No, it doesn't at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, we try to make it so that there's nothing unusual required. You know, most of the time people just use their normal activities like going to the store, You know, I have people do exercises in the grocery store, you know, and when they go to the mall, or if they have a pet and they're walking their dog, they can do exercises. It's actually a pretty natural form of rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm. In fact, that brings up a question, talking about walking a dog.
Mm-hmm.
If you have this problem, are you more subject to being thrown off balance more easily?
Absolutely. Because anytime you turn your head, you could have a sensation of loss of balance.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's mild. A lot of people complain to me about when they go in the refrigerator to get something out and they turn around quickly to put it down.
Uh-huh.
That's when they have a sensation of wooziness or dizziness.
Mm-hmm.
Or any other type of quick head movement.
But this is what tells you it's coming on. When you make a fast move usually, or...
Yeah, that would signify more of a weakness of the inner ear.
So if you're driving, chances are you wouldn't have any problems.
No, probably not. Mm-hmm. Unless you're turning your head quick to look behind you to back up.
Mm-hmm.
But generally driving is okay.
I see.
The other problem that people have, though, is that separate issue called positional vertigo, which I do have a lot of people coming in saying, oh, I was in the dentist's office, and when I lifted my head after being treated, I had a spinning for a few seconds. Or at the hair salon, after I got my hair washed and lifted my head from the wash basin, I definitely had room spinning.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a positional vertigo.
You kind of learn to live with this thing, don't you? It's just there, and you know it's there.
Well, if it's positional vertigo, actually that can be cleared up completely. But if it's an inner ear weakness, that's something that's there, and like wearing glasses, you do need to do a little bit of extra head movement every day.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's a very natural form of rehabilitation where they can just integrate those head movements in their normal daily activities.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And you can find this out, definitely. I mean, if I came to you and said, well, I'm dizzy and this and that, right, you would say, well, it's because you've got an inner ear problem, and we can prove it, huh?
Yes. We have the technology and the know-how to pinpoint exactly what's wrong. And if ever there's a question, we do send you back to the doctor or even to a neurologist to confirm or deny whether or not there's another problem going on.
You know, I would just suggest to our listeners out there, too, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, Tracy, but in our family, we've had personal experience with this where some of the older members, one in particular, had a fall not too long ago and really hurt herself badly. She broke her hip. And she said that she had lost her balance just in a normal routine that she did on a regular basis. So with something like that, I think it's a little tricky sometimes because you could actually have gotten to a point where maybe your bones are getting a little weaker. Maybe because of osteoporosis, you can break a bone and hence fall. Or possibly it could be caused by something like the inner ear problem. But you don't know unless you have that checked out.
Exactly. So that's the thing. A lot of people come in and they're not here because they think there's anything wrong in their inner ear. And there are plenty of people who there is nothing wrong in their inner ear. And mm-hmm. it's a problem with either the joints and muscles or something neurological from their brain and their walking pattern is changing. It also could be simply a normal aging process that's changing the walking pattern and causing the person to trip, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many causes of falling and imbalance and dizziness. So it is something that we can look at and tease out exactly what's going on.
Right. Very so the key is have yourself checked out. If you have any kind of discomfort or any situation, symptoms, that you should see a qualified professional, and that's where you come in, correct?
Absolutely, especially because in the last 5 to 10 years, we've developed all these protocols to help people,
mm-hmm.
and there's been research to support these methods.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, if somebody wants to call in, they call in at 773-794-7690, is that correct?
That is right.
And do they ask for you, or just somebody will be there? Or?
They can ask for me, or they can talk to the receptionist who answers the telephone and set up an appointment, or just ask some questions.
So that's 773-794-7690.
Thank you, yes.
And Tracy, we appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you so much.
And
it was
most
a pleasure.
Interesting, the job that you have. I don't think people really, you know, it's a lot of things we don't think about, and that's one of them. And it's a very vital thing. I just can't imagine somebody going through their life feeling, you know, kind of dizzy and off.
Oh, it can be horrible. It can create a lot of anxiety.
So,
yeah.
You know, I always blamed it on drinking. If I don't drink too much, well, then I fell down.
Too much information.
Dizzy.
We don't want to know that.
Well, it can also, like if you're in a shopping center or perhaps gives you this feeling almost of claustrophobia, possibly. Huh?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, sometimes wide open spaces also can cause the dizziness to come on.
Yes. Well, Tracy, we really appreciate this information. I know people will look forward to reading your article in entirety, and maybe you'll call in and just share with us thoughts every once in a while about the practice of balance and physical therapy in general, because that takes in a lot.
Excellent. Thank you. Yes.
Well, you have a good day.
Well, thank you both.
I'll talk to you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was Tracy Blatt, and you do want to make sure to ask for her when you call in to Our Lady of Resurrection. Tracy Blatt is the senior physical therapist in the Balance and Vestibular Center of the Rehabilitation Services Department at Our Lady. That's quite a title.
I never want to get that. I can't pronounce it. All these sicknesses or illnesses are terrible for the person that's going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so nice to have people like Tracy that spends the time, studies it very deep, knows pretty much all the answers to what's going down.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have people that are so dedicated to these things.
You have to be dedicated to do it.
She relieves so many other people's problems and headaches or whatever, you know, of life, because she's working to help them to, you know, seem normal, feel normal, that kind of thing, you know, which, I mean, it's normal, but yet it's still, who wants to feel a little
out of sorts,
so to speak.
And you can call Tracy, of course, Tracy Blatt at 773-794-7690, and maybe make an appointment or just get her advice about some things. Here's something that we don't want to forget to do, because time is really getting close to Easter. Sunday, April 8th, of course, is Easter Sunday, and the White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant, a Shabillo family tradition for over 60 years now of the highest quality and food, service, and value, are having their exceptional Easter Sunday brunch. And, of course, at the brunch, they have entertainment for the children with Esther Rabbit. Sounds kind of like a cute little person. And there'll be complimentary gift baskets for everyone. They have their extensive White Eagle menu, starting out with choice of three soups. Of course, mushroom barley soup is one of everyone's favorites. They will be having Zarnina that day as well, which is kind of a special Easter tradition. And their full course family size banquet meals can be set up for your whole family, so you can all sit at one big table together. So share this with family and friends. On a normal basis, the White Eagle has accommodations for 40 to over 1,000 people, customized menus, full package plans for all occasion parties, trade shows, corporate events, dinner dances, anything that you might need a facility for. If you check them out online, thewhiteeagle.com, and view their photo gallery and menu, or call them to reserve your space at their wonderful Easter Sunday brunch, 847-647-0660. That's 847-647-0660. The White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant, a Shabillo family tradition for over 60 years. Next week, where's my list for next week?
By the way, our mechanic expert couldn't make it today, so we got to go right through his time.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, we were kind of anxious to talk to him.
He got tied up really into something very difficult and couldn't get here. So
probably fixing someone's vehicle.
It could be.
Or maybe out on a road call.
Or maybe his broke down.
Oh, no. Next week, folks, don't remember, we have our special Easter and Passover program talking about the major traditions and practices of these major groups for the holiday season. Pat Mikelski from Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer's Office on Ethnic Affairs, will be sharing some events going on in the area, as will Judy Malloy from the Chicago Park District, just about the happenings in the park for the Easter and holiday season.
Should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Read our papers. They come out on Friday.
On Friday.
There's two of them.
Yes, and check us out online, ourvillagechicago.com, for the newspaper and podcasts of the radio show.
And thank you very much for listening. You have a good day. Take care.
Thank you, folks.
They don't do on Broadway.